We're almost done. The next thing to do is to implement history. Now, the implementation of history will depend on your implementation of buy and sell. What you need to do for history is to show a chronology of the user's interactions, whether a stock was bought or sold, that stock symbol, and the price that it was sold or bought at, and the number of shares that were bought or sold, as well as the time and date at which the transaction occurred. So this means that all of this information must be contained within whatever table structures you set up in your database. Regardless of the number of tables you have, you'll definitely want one template for history and then edit the route within application.py.